From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Hunter resident Phoebe Potter has declared herself a write-in candidate in the Greene County Legislature District 7 race November 1st, with only 6 days to go until the general election. Potter is challenging incumbent Democrat Larry Gardner, who is seeking his 14th term representing the residents of Hunter, Lexington, and Halcott. Gardner, a Democrat, voted with the Republican majority in September to approve the $39 million bond resolution clearing the way for the construction of a new jail facility in Coxsackie. In Potter's announcement, emailed to an undisclosed list, she cited the legislature's decision as the motivation for her to run. She said in a statement, and I quote, "I am particularly motivated by the vote to build an overpriced and unnecessary jail at a time when crime is low, pretrial detention is finally being recognized as overused and unconstitutional, and our county faces major fiscal distress that will put retirement benefits and social programs at risk," end quote. Potter also acknowledged some, and I quote, "trepidation about what it would mean to win," end quote, given what she understands about, and I quote, "the entrenched good old boy nature of our county government body," end quote. For his part, Gardner defines the jail controversy as the biggest issue countywide at the moment. He told Columbia Green Media he wants to build the smallest and least expensive jail possible. Nolan Hicks and Carl Campanelle are reporting for the New York Post. Data released by the State Board of Elections November 1st indicates that Democrats added 158,000 new voters during the past 6 months, while the GOP added just 1,435. New York now has nearly 5.8 million registered Democrats statewide compared to 2.6 million Republicans. The GOP had nearly 41,000 fewer registered voters in November 2018 than it did in November 2017. In the 19th Congressional District, Democrats have added 6,142 names to the roll since April. During the same time, Republicans added only 301. When Republicans regularly won statewide races a generation ago, Democrats maintained a 3-2 advantage. Steve Greenberg, a pollster at Siena College, said, and I quote, "Now it's better than 2-1, end quote. There are now almost as many unaffiliated voters in New York, approximately 2.5 million, as there are registered Republicans. Read the full story in the New York Post. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Putnam County Sheriff is investigating a possible hate crime reported October 31st by members of a Jewish family building a home in Nelsonville. A spokesperson for Sheriff Robert Langley said SWAT stickers and hate messages were spray-painted on the walls of the structure at the construction site. Langley said a, and I quote, "full investigation is underway," unquote, adding, and I quote, "all resources have been deployed to apprehend those responsible for this heinous and shameful act," end quote. County Executive Mary Ellen Odell called the incident shameful when reminded that Putnam County has always been a melting pot where people of all faiths and religions live in harmony. Odell said, and I quote, "we still do. This act in Nelsonville is not an example of who Putnam County is. This crime came from hatred and was perpetrated by someone who is angry," end quote. Authorities are asking that anyone with information contact the sheriff's office at 845-225-4300. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.